you said that that the money, that grant money, isn't going to your pocket, which is true. It's going into an LLC that you're a member of, right?
No, the money goes to the building redevelopment cost. So there's about a $2 million project, pushing $2.5 million. That money is used with our private monies to redevelop the project. So the congressman has said that somehow I have gotten a direct check for $1 million made out to Tom Reed, and it's cashed in my personal pocket. That's an outright lie. That's totally inaccurate. It's a blatant misrepresentation, and if it's not a lie, then it shows the congressman is just totally, grossly misinformed about what he's talking about.
Well, let me put it this way. If you do sell that building and it sells for a profit over what your LLC paid for it, you will share in that profit. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'll tell you, the margins on that building are projected to be maybe $10,000 by the time it's all said and done, because it's, you know, this is a development project. And I don't know if you've ever done any development projects yourself. But it's not like it's a $1 million profit that we're talking about. We're talking about the Village of Bath. I think probably one of the most expensive buildings in the Village of Bath, if it sold for $400,000, would be an outstanding building. That's not what this building is that we're talking about, the Mason building. This is a very low margin project, the public private partnership that makes sense to go forward.
What kind of a businessman are you then?
Okay.
Well, well, we it's one of those things. Now that we're into the thing, we're into the thick of this thing, and it's a tough business. It's just one of those tough things. You know, is there a profit margin there? Is there a motive for a profit margin? Absolutely. I may have overspoke there. Okay, and I'll say that there is a profit margin for this redevelopment project. But to say that I'm going to take $1 million and put it in my pocket, that's just inaccurate. So I apologize if I overspoke there. But I would just tell you, it's a business deal. I'm not going to retire on that deal. I did not take $1 million of taxpayer dollars. And it's just totally not what the congressman is representing it to be. I'm just a little frustrated by the misrepresentation. I apologize if I overspoke there.